I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Good afternoon, everyone. We just spent more than 2 hours with six of the Epstein victims, some of the bravest women I've ever met. They're very courageous. They shared their stories. Some of the ladies have shared these stories publicly before, but at least two of the women had never told their stories before, one for the very first time in the room. And so there were tears in the room. There was outrage. It was both, I would describe it as heartbreaking and infuriating that justice has been delayed so long.
Yeah, that was Mike Johnson, the House Speaker there, in case you didn't recognize his voice by now. They did have a meeting with some of the Epstein victims yesterday, and more documents are being released. It cracks me up to watch the left try to somehow portray this as the Trump administration or Congress dragging their feet. They're the ones that issued the subpoena. They're now getting over 33,000 documents in. That as they go through them, are going to be released to the public. I mean, Jamie Comer got the documents.
Right.
What is it they think they're trying to hide here?
Well, and let's start with, you had 4 years to have your DOJ
do it, and yeah, that never happened.
Did nothing.
So you got that going on in the background of this whole budget mix-up, and we got Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio with us this morning with more on that. Good morning to you, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. We were just talking about the testimony yesterday by the Epstein victims and how that's maybe playing in the background of what's now going to be a budget battle for the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know so much if that's going to be playing in the background. It might be in the forefront.
It could be.
It's so unpredictable with this budget. I mean, with this this news cycle, you know, there's so many stories that are going on. But, you know, at least in the meantime, I think that those are probably the two big ones on Capitol Hill, is the Epstein files and also, and how they're going to fund the government.
Yeah. So before we get off the issue of the Epstein files, the files, over 33,000 of them have now been turned over to James Comer and the Oversight Committee. When or if those will be made public? Do you know when?
I do not know a timeline. I think that they also, just like the Department of Justice, have to go through this information and make sure they're not releasing anything that has maybe victims' names on it, has sensitive information. So it might take a little bit, and we'll see. I mean, they might be able to do this in tranches and say, okay, this round is clean. Let's put this up. And all that. So, you know, this is going to be something that some people are not going to be satisfied with. Other people will. You know, there's a discharge petition right now going around that if it got 218 signatures, it would compel a vote on the forcing of the Epstein files to be released. Now, we don't know if that bill is going to pass or not. You know, there's going to be a renewed push for it. But there are some Republicans who came out yesterday and said that they don't need to sign it anymore because of this recent document drop.
All the drama building toward a vote on a CR. You know, you've got a number of Republicans who don't want to vote on that because, correct me if I'm wrong, but the continuing resolution they would be voting on is not, it's not a Donald Trump or Republican budget. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, for the most part, it's not. You know, this was a budget that was negotiated by Speaker Johnson when he had a very slim House majority, and he was pretty much having to negotiate with the Biden White House and Leader Schumer, who was in charge of the Senate at the time. And, you know, there were a lot of conservatives who didn't like the final product, but, you know, Speaker Johnson was in a very tough situation. And, you know, they pretty much continued this funding last December. Then they extended it in March all the way until now.
Right.
And so, yes, this in many ways would be a continuation of a budget that was signed into law by President Biden. Now, keep in mind, though, there have been some amendments to it when it comes to military and whatnot. So there are some conservative priorities that were added later on. But at the same time, I think that the argument is that this is still very much not exactly President Trump's funding priorities. There's also the argument to be made that funding the government this way, where you are just continuing a previous budget, you know, is not exactly a DOGE-friendly way of doing things, because you're funding programs that in some cases don't exist anymore, are outdated, and that kind of pushes back on maybe some of the DOGE efforts that are going on right now.
And you get so tired of the threat, right? Every cycle we hear, the government's going to shut down, the government's going to shut down. Do you think there's really any chance of us getting to that stage again? And if so, you know, are the Republicans willing to let it go a while?
Yeah, I mean, look, Speaker Johnson has avoided this several times since he's been Speaker. You know, we've come very close, but he's found his way out of it. And, you know, I could see a scenario where it happens again, but there are some different factors you got to watch for. Number one, you know, what's the conservative wing of his party going to do? What's the moderate wing going to do? And also, you know, are Democrats going to be willing to play ball? Because Leader Schumer is under a lot of pressure right now with how he handles this situation. And so he could be in a tough position to negotiate, or might not even be willing to negotiate. That's kind of what we're waiting to see.
Right. Well, Schumer just needs to consult with, who was it, Alice and Bernie out in Massapequa? Is that it? The made-up family?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
That's funny. Listen, Ryan, so here's the deal. When President Trump gets Governor Kehoe to agree to send National Guard troops to St. Louis, you need to arrange with Fox to send you out here.
Come on down.
Yeah, come back and pay us a visit, and we'll have you in studio.
Exactly. Oh, that'd be awesome.
We know some officers.
Cardinals game.
Yeah, you check out the Cardinals while you'll be back home, right?
And we know some police officers you can do a ride along with during the surge. So
there we go.
Yeah.
All right. Great. I think we got a plan.
That'll be perfect. All right. We appreciate you, Ryan. Thank you.
Have a good one, Mark. Thank you.